Well, it's time to catch up with Stacey Price from Healthy Business Finances because the price is always right. Stacey, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Andrew?
Not too bad. Now, we're looking forward right now. I know Christmas isn't too far away, but so too 2021. And if somebody in the Hunter Valley is thinking about starting up a new business, they've always imagined that they'd like to be their own business owner. What would be your first suggestion, advice-wise, for starting up a new business?
Yeah, I guess when you start a new business, you can get so excited about your idea that you sometimes forget all the other pieces of the puzzle that come with running a business. So as soon as you run a business, you're like an octopus. You've got eight hands in different directions. You're the sales manager, the marketing manager, the finance manager, the IT manager. So sometimes you're fabulous at building your idea, but perhaps you don't have all those other skills. So I guess my first advice is, can you find someone that has those skills that can be part of your team, whether that's just a contractor to help you out or someone you can bounce some ideas off? Because suddenly throwing yourself into all of these new skills, it can be a bit overwhelming.
How important is a business plan?
So when we look at a business plan, we really only look 6 to 12 months ahead because we simply don't know what will happen. Of course, we want to hit all those goals in the business plan. However, you need to also allow a little bit of flexibility. What if something happens? What if business booms and you need to hire staff sooner rather than later? What if you need a warehouse? What if you need something else? What if it doesn't go to plan? You need to be able to be flexible and change that plan as you go.
Well, I think it's fair to say 2020 probably upset everybody's business plan. So that's a great illustration because otherwise, if you'd been looking beyond 2020, you probably don't know where you are right now.
Exactly. And I think people forget to come back and think it's okay to make changes. They get so caught up in this plan and said, well, in my plan in December, I was going to do this and it didn't happen. So now I'm upset and I'm going to throw the whole thing away. That's not what the business plan is for. It's a guide. And you can always come back and go, plan A didn't work. What have we got in our little, up our sleeve for plan B? Sometimes we need to go to plan C. And that's also totally okay. But you need to be prepared for that and kind of have that backup plan as well.
You started by mentioning having experts who can help you in any number of different fields. I imagine accountant would be somebody who would be very useful to speak to right at the beginning.
Yeah, a lot of issues we see with people in that startup phase is all around the pricing and what they're going to deliver their products or services to the market. They've probably asked some friends, would you buy this? And their friends, of course, usually say yes because they're friends. Their friends might not be their target market. So if they're not going to sell to that person, you're probably getting, your market research a bit off kilter. So we really like to make sure that people's pricing are right, they've factored in all the costs, because if you haven't done that, any plan you've developed is really not going to be very useful. So I guess if you can get that right from the start, the planning, the pricing, what's going to happen when people sell, your product, all those extra costs that you have on top of it, even factoring how many hours you can work. Some people assume they're going to sell a million products or services, but there's only so many hours in the day. So we need to factor a lot of things into that financial calculation that sometimes people don't think of until after the fact.
Let's say somebody here in the Hunter has got a brilliant idea, the million-dollar idea, as we all like to call it. How much time should they really take to get into the whole process before actually opening the doors on their business? I mean, we know that you got that initial enthusiasm, and that will wane over time, but you've got to take some time to get everything ready.
The thing we see with a lot of businesses is if they don't get it right when they first start, their momentum really drops off quite quickly in the first 3 to 6 months. And what they find they're doing is in that 3 to 6 months, they're doing things that they probably should have done before they literally said their business was alive.
Yeah.
That they're changing their pricing 2 weeks after they've launched. They're changing what, software they're using. They're changing what payment method they're using. They're changing, what supplier they're using. And all of a sudden, I guess the brand reputation, even though it's so new, takes a bit of a hit because customers can see those changes and see that it's not working. And the flow-on effect to the business owner trying to launch their newest baby, as we like to call it, really starts to take a massive hit. So I'm not saying you need to spend, 12 months planning your business, But, you know, having a little think overnight and writing a couple of things down on a napkin while you're having your Christmas lunch is probably not enough planning. So there has to be that happy medium to try and go. If you're going to launch, you really only get one chance at that first impression of your business, and you want to make it the best one you possibly can.
Great advice as always. Stacey Price from Healthy Business Finances, thank you very much for all your help during the year. Look forward to catching up again in 2021. Have a safe Christmas to you and the family.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Always a pleasure.